minutes, but I'll tell you what I know. Gerald said that the guy that worked for him as a national security investigator was at Groom when they tested the accelerator of the TR-3B the first time. And it's probably one of the more fascinating stories I've ever heard in my life. They said they strapped down this 200-foot accelerator. He was explaining it. He says, imagine a really fat hula hoop with big weights around it where the superconductive magnets. They bolted this thing down with bolts that were 2 feet across into concrete. The chain links were 6 feet. I mean, if you can imagine a chain link out of steel. They bolted this thing down. He said he couldn't believe it. It was just like the Manhattan Project. They didn't know if this thing was going to burn a hole through the earth, set off a chain reaction in the atmosphere, or take out everybody in northern and central Nevada. They turned this thing on, and they've got, I mean, dozens of cameras, people hidden around places where they could watch the cameras, and they held their breath, and nothing happened. Nothing. $20 billion to develop the accelerator from 1965, and I know a guy that worked at General Dynamics when they, and they might have been doing it before that, but I can track it back as far as 1965. You know, that much time, that much money, it did nothing. However, they figured out after a while, I guess somebody must have walked up to it like, you know, a car that won't start and kicks the tire. They figured out the thing was 89% of the mass and weight was reduced. So what do you do when you have a flying saucer that you tried to build? It's kind of like the Indians, if we drove up a Model T back in the American Indians and say, hey, you can build all these you want. And they go, thanks a lot. But we built this accelerator trying to emulate the saucer-like technology. And we only achieved part of its effect. So what do you do when you have a circle that's real light and you can put a lot of stuff in it without adding weight to it? How do you propel it? There's only one way. You hang a triangle on it and you put three engines, conventional multi-mode rocket engines. Of course, they're very advanced. And you fly this circle around with the crew and reconnaissance and cameras and everything else in it. That's just one of the things that I hope to explain to you good people is there is a flying triangle, but it's ours. The flying triangles are not theirs. Aliens don't transverse the universe or come from another dimension and take the time to redesign their technology that they've had for eons. We have redesigned their technology, and we can't get it to work right. So we put a triangle on it. It's just very simple.